Welcome to Lagniappe, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox, and this Sunday marks the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Katrina. The storm reached the Louisiana shoreline, bringing devastation to New Orleans and the Gulf Coast. The state of emergency from the event was unprecedented. Cities across the affected states were called upon to assist with the crisis. The response brought a difficult challenge to those communities. How have plans and preparations in times such emergencies changed or adapted? I'm joined in studio today by Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo. Mayor, thank you for joining us today.
It's always good to be here, Bob.
Glad to have you here. And Mayor, let's step back in time 5 years. How did the plans for those displaced from the storm and emergency assistance, how did that develop in the days immediately following Katrina?
Well, first of all, it doesn't seem like it's been five years ago, yeah. But we're coming up on the five-year anniversary. And, of course, we all know that that was the most devastating natural disaster on American soil, and perhaps ever. Mm-hmm. And, of course, when that occurred, it took everybody coming together. The city of Monroe came together, our employees, also nonprofits, faith-based, other municipalities. Everybody came together, and we were basically operating on the fly. Because we've talked about the possibilities before when disasters such as these occur about what we're going to do, but then it happened.
Right.
And so that afforded us the opportunity to try to do everything that we could do to take care of our friends from the South.
In establishing a response, what areas became problematic in light of the evacuation that was going on?
Well, the big challenge was communication. Because everybody wanted to do something to help. All of the people know in Northeast Louisiana and also in the city of Monroe that the Civic Center was the major shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And so there was a challenge in setting up a communication plan.
You mentioned communication. If you had things going on in the local level, obviously they were at least multiplied or magnified when it came to local and state communication or local and federal, and between state and federal for that matter. What was your assessment of the communication that was going on at those levels?
You know, of course, you had two factors here. You had a factor in the southern part of the state in which the communication was knocked out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was very difficult to communicate with them to know who was coming and how many were coming to Monroe. And of course, other cities, towns, and villages, municipalities had the same challenges. But once they were here, well, it was incumbent upon us to try to all get together, the city of Monroe, city of West Monroe, the Washtenaw Parish Police Jury, and set up a response plan, set up a unified command where we all could be not only on the same page, but also in the same book, in the same chapter.
Right.
So we were able to eventually do that. And again, as I mentioned earlier, we were on the fly. And so we were having press conferences. Rod Washington served as the communications person. Also, I would go over along with the other governmental officials at 1 o'clock each day to communicate with the evacuees. We felt like it was important that they understood what was going on, what the situation was in the southern part of the state, and the things that we were doing at the Civic Center and what they could expect and what we expected of them. So it served as a good roadmap for future usage once other hurricanes occurred.
Since then, what plans or programs has the city implemented in the event of a large-scale emergency such as Katrina?
Well, we've had, since that time, hurricanes Gustav and Ike, and of course that, in addition to Katrina, gave us opportunities to implement some of the best practices that I've talked about,
mm-hmm.
and also to evaluate how we communicate and how we respond. Since that time, too, the state has become more organized, and now they're involved in more point-to-point situations where and agreements where you know, should there be a hurricane, you know where you're going to go. For instance, with us now, we have an agreement with three parishes, Terrebonne Parish, Lafourche Parish, and also St. John the Baptist. And it's already in the agreements. There's a summary of things that we've made commitments to, as well as those parishes. And so they know they're going to come straight to Monroe. Terrebonne knows that they're going to come to the Civic Center. And then Lafourche Parish knows that they're going to come to Powell Recreation Centers, Emily P. Robinson, and some of our other community centers, and so on and so forth. And so there is an outline of things that they know that would occur. But in addition to that, some of their public safety folks have made commitments to come here as well to support our efforts. So all of that is part of our cooperative endeavor agreement.
With Gustav, that kind of served as a test, I guess, to see how people, you know, in places were ready in case of a hurricane. So it really served as a test. Now, was the agreement with those parishes in place prior to Gustav, or has that occurred since?
Well, that has occurred since. Prior to Gustav, of course, with Katrina, we didn't have the agreement in place. We just recently put it in place. And that is why, and I've talked to the governor about this, the fact that we need some of the Homeland Security dollars to be able to enhance our community centers. We've put quite a bit of money into those community centers, but there are still some things that need to be taken care of, showers and fixtures in our bathroom facilities and things such as those.
With everything that we've looked on in light of Katrina, what do you feel is the most important lesson learned from going through such a far-reaching event?
Well, I think the most important lesson, and of course, I think we all have it within us, that when there are times of tribulations and times when you have these horrible natural disasters, which, of course, we have no control over, it's in us to come together and try to help. And I saw that in a major way throughout the entire country, throughout the world. And I think that's good. And I think that in doing that, we could take that in our everyday activities and we'll make our cities better, we'll make our state better, and our country and the world better, because it shows that humanity part of all of us that's wanting to help when we can. And it was because of that we were able to assist those people that were so badly in need of help and support, and so badly in need of love and care and sharing, that type of thing, because many of them didn't have anything when they came here.
Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo, thank you for your perspective and your insight 5 years after Katrina. Mayor, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob. Always a pleasure to be here.
You can hear this and other Lagniappe podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.